This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. From State Street and the First Midwest Bank Studio, this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP Chicago. Carmen and Yurko.
Defense, yeah. He does push the pace.
He does have nice thrust to his game, if you will.
Oh,
nice thrust.
Boom shakalaka.
With Waddle and Sylvie.
A complete football team.
I missed it. No, I missed it. I spit,
he spit on my bagel.
Sorry, I spit on his bagel. Sorry.
Yeah. This is Crosstalk with Carmen, Waddle, Sylvie, and Yurko on ESPN 1000.
Yeah, time to Crosstalk. Thanks to our guest today, Chad Millman from the Action Network. I love talking to Chad. Mike North gave us the bonus play. He likes the Mavs at home laying the two against the AD-less Lakers in Big D. Thank you to Randy Merkin and Chris Black, our great producers.
I had the Preds minus 2.5 last night.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you did not.
I did, too.
And that goal by Rene?
Yeah.
Pekka Rinne. Yeah, that goalie goal.
Sylvie was
put me over the top.
The other day I heard Sylvie say that you are the reason Gamblers Anonymous exists. Like, you're the guy that said you wake up in the morning, I'm done gambling. Now you're betting hockey.
Dude, you should have seen the 4-team teasers we were concocting in the office.
And I texted you guys, don't play parlays and teasers.
They're fun.
Do you know why they exist?
Those are the only bets we have from guys like us.
They exist because the book makes money.
Well, Carm, I have yet to go to a hotel in Vegas where the ceiling isn't, 24 karat gold.
Right? I mean, like,
they're making money on all of us.
They're doing that because they make money. They have an advantage. Don't bet on those.
Maybe the gold nugget was like, there's no gold ceiling.
You guys are playing an A team. I'm listening the other day. I'm like, are they crazy?
We made two 4-teamers.
Yeah. One is with the 49ers getting.
Oh, two of them. Yeah.
Yeah, we had two of them. And what we tried to do is middle the Niners-Vikings game with the first one.
Mellor's over there.
And then, Carm, this makes it worse.
You guys are unbelievable.
So I'm in FOMO mode, fear of missing out. I really don't want to put money on this. I know it's a losing proposition.
It is.
But then when the texts start coming after they win these four games and on Monday, on the outside looking in, can't handle it.
So
it's like, here, take my 40.
So it's 40 bucks? I get it. You can do without 40 bucks, but it's not.
I had 40 and a 40. I got a 40 ouncer and 40 bucks to play on 14 teasers.
I was dying the other day. I'm listening to this conversation. I can't believe it. And Waddle trying to say he doesn't have a problem. And now you're betting the Nashville Predators and the Blackhawks.
No, I'm joking. I was just trying to rub it in.
Did you see the stat on Rene that he was the first goaltender to score a goal, I believe, since 2013.
That's what it looked like, yeah.
Wow, that's hard to believe. I would think that that has happened more frequently.
The first one was the great Billy Smith.
Billy Smith.
The Islanders.
Billy the Kid Smith.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful job. 79-80.
What's wrong with your
boy? Then Hextall did it twice.
What's wrong with them? They're not very good.
Okay, that's a good start. And that's probably the best I'll understand it.
Gene Greco was tearing into both Colleton and Bowman.
Yeah.
Saying they're just both two low-key guys. And
Colleton! Yeah, you need one to be the heavy, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't you?
Colleton.
Don't you need somebody to get in
Has
there?
Has either one of them ever raised their voice?
I don't know. Boy, they really need
to. He said, I do our hockey, our organizational meeting. And,
we thought he was a good player.
Maybe Colleton's a little different. We don't see, but I don't know.
You look smarter with glasses.
Be careful. He's got pink eye.
I got to see a little
sideways.
Yeah, be careful around the good
kid. What are you using the glasses? Why don't you wear goggles? If they're safety purposes, wear goggles.
I'm not. I can't wear contacts.
So he's got to see.
So that's
blind.
Not for us. It's for you.
That's for me.
I thought it was for us.
Why are you here that's horribly contagious?
Yes. Horribly.
Yeah. Why don't you go?
I can imagine me calling the boss today. Hey, Mike, I'm thinking about taking a couple of weeks off because I got the old stink eye.
Pink eye.
You know how you get.
You know what? You're going to get more than 2 weeks off if you come to work with that.
Need some farting on his pillow.
Yeah, I got my boys farting on my pillows, and that's my problem.
Go to Menards and get some of those safety goggles you use when you're weed whacking, and come back in on Monday, and so we're not going to get infected.
Speaking of that, the state of Illinois could use some more weed whackers. You're out of weed already.
Are they already out?
They're all out of weed.
The supply is low.
MedMen, I believe, still has.
We don't do anything correct here in the state of Illinois.
We need to do. I don't know that.
What have we ever done right here in the state?
Is that the state's fault or is that the suppliers?
Well, let's blame it on the state. They're an easy target.
Right. I think what we need to do is come up with the parody song. We're all out of weed. What are we without you?
That's it.
I need a bar.
I mean, how do you run out of weed?
Come on.
Oh, it's not California. I don't know. Are they,
let's get some farmers going. What do we
have? We're not farmers.
The average Joe's not running out of weed.
How are there any dispensaries down here?
Yeah, like, I saw one on North Avenue. We're driving. Yeah.
Oh, there's the one day. Up. There's one right across the street from Wrigley. It's right by Nuts on Clark.
That'll be a popular one.
Yeah.
And then there's one in Andersonville. There's like five or six in the city.
Has anybody been yet? I mean, I'm talking about us. I know people in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't smoke the ganja.
I don't either. But everyone says the taxes are way too much. It's like 30 or 40% higher than you would normally pay.
30%. Yeah,
30%.
Did you say that's Buds on Clark?
Buds on Clark, right next to Nuts on Clark.
Got
to
get a medical card, Carm. That's if you want.
You should have. Hey, listen. We should open up Buds and Nuts.
Buds
and
Nuts.
You can sell weed and popcorn
good idea.
At the same place.
You said Buds and Nuts. Right?
Yeah. Let's go Buds and Nuts.
That's pretty good, Tommy.
Yeah, we'll go Buds and Nuts.
Abdallah, have you been yet?
I have not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, it's legal. I mean,
no, I haven't gone yet. No. I'm not waiting for the wait is anywhere between. They tell you 2 and 7
hours.
He's
not a smoker. Well, he's an edible guy.
I still get my weed from my guy.
Could the wait really be that long?
Yes. Sort of like gambling. Yeah. Sort of like gambling.
Weeds and shrooms. Yeah. I mean, what else do you need?
Oh, you a shroom guy?
Oh, who isn't?
Not me. I'm not on that thing either. Kid up in Lake Forest just got busted selling shrooms and weed to the high school students.
I don't recommend that people drop acid, but if you do, thank you. No, I said I don't recommend
it. The more you know, sound effect under that.
Yeah,
I mean, it really opens up the mind. Allows you to think.
Do you know that Casey Musgraves, who just won all of the awards last year for? It wasn't just the Country Music Awards, wasn't it Grammys? Didn't she win Grammys? She said that she wrote her last album while on LSD. Didn't she?
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, sometimes that's where the best writing. Ask the Beatles. Right?
Yeah, I mean, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Although he denies that. He says that's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, just
really? He just chose Lucy in the Sky and Diamonds? Wasn't it Bonnie in the Ground with?
He claims that Julian drew a picture. And when he gave it to
because he was high
dad,
on LSD.
Yeah. When he gave it to his dad, Julian Lennon, of course. When he gave it to John Lennon, and John Lennon said, "Well, what is this?" He said, "That's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds." Now maybe John Lennon was high on LSD, and he just heard Julian say, "That's Lucy in
the girl with kaleidoscope eyes." Right?
Mm-hmm. Is that what the kid said too? The girl with kaleidoscope eyes
at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. It was one of the good benefits of being in Cleveland in 2016.
Freddie Kitchens is, a doorman there now.
Maybe. At the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's good,
Tommy. It is good. In the Beatles section, there is on a piece of loose leaf paper the original lyrics that he wrote down.
It is very cool
to see. You see, like, John Lennon's handwriting of the words of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It's pretty cool. That Hall of Fame
Did you read them with a British accent?
I took a picture and I sent it to our buddy Harry Tynowitz because his daughter is Lucy.
Have you guys seen Yesterday? I believe the movie is called Yesterday.
It's pretty good. I liked it.
It's good because you hear all the Beatles songs again.
Right. I totally agree with Sylvie. Yes. My wife and I went and saw that one at like the second run theater one night. And
something happened and everybody forgot about the Beatles.
Correct.
Except for a handful of people.
Yes. It's very well done. And Ed Sheeran's in it, and he plays himself, and he's hysterical.
It's good.
And Kate McKinnon's in it, and she's
always very entertaining.
Great. Yes.
I just finished.
What'd you finish?
The morning show last night. Power watched it, got all the way through. It was good. It was worth the watch.
Yeah, that's the one with Jennifer Aniston.
One through ten, what are you rating it?
You know I'm not good at this stuff the way you guys are because you guys have a better eye and ear and all that for all this.
You're entertaining.
I would say from an entertainment, I thought it was a solid 8+.
I'll give it an eight.
That's a B.
But you know how I am. I don't have, like, I just like to be entertained. I don't, you know.
Was it easy?
Like, I can watch Gladiator, or I can watch Grown Ups 2 and still be entertained.
That's fine.
Have you guys seen Uncut Gems yet?
No.
I have, yes.
It's good, right, Yerk?
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I liked it a lot.
I saw Knives Out, right?
Yeah, and Kevin Garnett.
And Kevin Garnett is great.
Yes, he is.
He'll blow your mind. Now, maybe you say, well, he's playing himself. I'm telling you, you're going to walk out of there and you're going to go, he's great.
Really?
Yes.
I saw Knives Out.
Was it good?
Solid.
I've heard it.
Solid little whodunit.
Yeah, I heard that.
Did I tell you I had a business class with Steve Carell's wife back in B.C.?
Really?
Ooh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, Nancy Walls was her maiden name. She's been married to Steve Carell forever.
Wow.
I think she was a year ahead of me. or we were the same age, but we were in the same business class at Boston College. She's a BC grad.
Did she try flirting with you ever?
No.
You were a big man on campus.
Football players were not big men on campus at BC. If you were a hockey player, different story.
Oh, really? Did you ever want to play hide and seek with her?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. No, she was great. I mean,
so boys, we got NFL divisional playoffs this weekend.
Is there a nightmare
scenario for you, or do you not care? You're just going to enjoy the games. We were saying Watson playing great, Mahomes playing good, Rodgers playing great.
The nightmare scenario already happened. What I mean?
You've got Trubisky.
I get it. I'm not over it, and that's what I polled, and I know you guys have stayed away from it. Nothing, though, any question about Mahomes or Watson make the truthers angry. I'm telling you, all I do is a poll. Say a word before the show.
Coming after you.
And old boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. They don't want anything to do with that.
Leave Mitch alone.
Oh,
no. He was ranked number one by all the draft
mock drafts.
The mock drafts had him going number one.
Listen, Sunday, if you're a Bears fan, Sunday may be a tough afternoon for you.
It could be like the Vikings could win.
Sunday you start with Son of a Mitch Bowl, too.
Sunday,
And then the afternoon game is more than likely the Packers getting past the Seahawks to advance in the postseason.
Well, the whole weekend. What if the Vikings win? I don't think they will, but what if the Vikings win?
I would love for Russell Wilson to go in there and win at Lambeau. That would be great.
That would be good. I'd take that. I'm a bitter Bears fan. I'll take that.
And that would fulfill one of the four legs of our teaser play. So that would
you guys
work.
Have the
I think we
Seahawks?
Have Seattle. I think we have Seattle.
What, 10 or
11?
10.
Oh, no, I thought it was 13 and a half.
Could be.
It?
Yeah, could be.
Here's what we got. Or no, we got the Vikings at 13 and a half. I'm sorry. We've got the Seahawks at 10 and a half.
Right.
We've got the Chiefs giving 3.
Okay.
We've got the Ravens giving 3. And we've got the Vikings plus 13 and a half.
Isn't this the round, though, Carm, where,
a little chalkier, maybe?
Yeah, if the 49ers went out and housed the Vikings, you wouldn't be shocked. Because, this is the round, the wild card round, you can see some of that stuff. But don't the stats tell you, or history tells you, that this is when the favorites usually cover the number most frequently?
Yeah. But there's some big numbers this weekend.
I know.
A lot of everybody I seem to talk to thinks it's going to be pretty chalky, too. That it's
the numbers are big. Right? Like you said, they're big. There's no 3-point game here.
Couple tens, seven. You've got some big spreads. You know, all the games last week were under. I think we could look at a lot of unders.
Well, which team do you think is most likely to pull off the upset of the underdogs? Because I wouldn't say Minnesota.
I think the Seahawks.
San Francisco is getting, what, 3 of their defensive players back?
Yeah, they're getting D Ford back.
Yeah.
Quan Alexander, I think, is going to play.
Yes, he is.
Since when can guys come back from a torn pec? When did this start?
When you tear it in week one, maybe.
I can't believe it. I couldn't believe J.J. Watt made it through that game.
It's incredible.
Did he have surgery or did he just let it heal?
I don't know. And now Quan Alexander's coming back. These guys tore pectoral muscles.
I think it was surgery.
I think he talked about how.
Yeah, no, it's surgery.
Yeah.
You've got to go and reattach.
Yes.
It's usually a 6-month injury. I think it's a 6-month injury.
Sean Gale tore a pec. I don't know what year does, but even now, he never had it surgically repaired or he didn't when we were playing it. He's just in certain ways, you have a divot.
Yeah, a hole.
He was ahead of the curve. J.J. Watt did an interview and said he was ahead of the curve, and he went back to the doctor and he said, I'm feeling really good. Is it possible that I can make it back the championship game or the Super Bowl? And the doctor said, well, look, if you want to push it a little bit, that's okay. And then he made it back for the first round
of
the playoffs.
And he played the whole I didn't know that it's guys that are tearing pecs in the season are coming back. It's crazy.
So guess what? Roquan Smith should be fine going into training camp.
Apparently.
I think so.
Yeah, which is good news. That's a good question that Tom asked, though. I'm on an island with the Vikings.
I thought strongly they were going to get run out of the Superdome. That didn't happen, obviously. But
His exact words were boat race. Yeah. They would get boat race.
No, maybe this is the weekend they do, though. Chet Millman loves the Niners.
Yeah.
One of my best plays on the odds couple, I'll tell you right now, and I've talked about it all week, I like the Vikings getting the points. I just think the Niners have been in so many close games, I think it will be another
close
game.
Yeah, but they also beat the Packers 38-7.
They did. That's the last easy game they were in. Everything else has been a three-four point game.
But also, they were struggling with a ton of injuries. Throughout the course of the last 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season.
The schedule got a little bit tougher. I mean, I get that. One team that I don't know. I can't see Seattle going in there and winning, guys.
Wow. The only reason I can't.
I know, but they've got no help. They got
3 backup offensive linemen playing.
Although it looks like Dwayne Brown might play.
Is he going to play?
Yeah, he might. But Joey Hunt's a play
you
away.
Said from, Hunt, right?
Hunt, yes, yeah. Thank you. Is a play away from going out. Dwayne Brown could be a play no, away.
No, I'm with you. Listen, if the Seahawks were playing any of the other teams.
Forced to pick one, I think.
I don't know. Those Seahawks, you know, they find a way to make it.
They do, on the road, especially.
Yeah, on the road, because they're 8-1 on the road this year. If you, like you said, pick one that might happen, I think I'd go with Seattle.
Yeah.
But I don't feel great about that either.
I don't think, other than the Deshaun Watson making some crazy plays, and DeAndre Hopkins is outstanding, but with no Fuller, I don't know if he's playing or not.
I don't think so.
And you don't have a guy to take the top off the defense. Yeah. I don't really. I'm not a huge fan of the Texans.
Right. I think the Chiefs are perfectly.
I am too.
The Chiefs kind of hit their stride
here. Perfectly.
Well, they got healthy defensively. Yes. I think Chris Jones mispracticed today. If I'm looking at the screen correctly here, but they won their last six games.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got so much to work with. Their offensive line has gotten healthier.
Yeah. How about these next 3 days starting Saturday with the two playoff games and then the national championship?
Monday's going to be awesome.
And that's going to be a great game.
I think so.
Three great days of football.
Yeah. I can't wait for Monday.
Does the Monday night game, like, because we don't have any dog in the hunt.
In the fight. No dog in the race.
No, it's horse in the race, dog in the hunt.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
They race dogs.
They do. You're right.
Dog in the fight.
Dog in the fight.
But does it? There's no villain here because everyone loves Coach O in LSU and everyone loves Dabo.
Yeah.
Like when it was Clemson in Alabama, you get some anti, you know, Alabama people. With all due respect, Abdallah,
that's true.
But not everyone was a Roll Tide fan.
Roll Tide.
Saban's kind of the villain.
Yes, right. That's right. So there's no. There was white hat and black hat.
Right.
There's two white hats here. I think
two quarterbacks too who you really like, who are really good.
It's hard not to like them. Yeah. Right. It's really hard not to. I mean, to not appreciate Joe Burrow, a guy that had to transfer.
Yes,
and let me tell you something. Watching him play the position, you know how like early on I said about Mitch that when you watch him play, there just aren't a ton of innate natural instincts, quarterback instincts, and that leaves you a little worried. When you watch Joe Burrow play, and I don't know how he'll translate to the NFL, but you watch him play and you see those innate quarterback instincts. Yeah. And I ask, how in the world did it take him that long to get onto a playing field?
Well, the two Ohio State quarterbacks were pretty good.
No, they were. Skilled. You're right.
And they are still good. But like Burrow has hit a different stride here, and I don't know if it took longer or what, but you'd always be willing to take a chance with a guy like that where you put on the tape and you go, he looks like he gets it.
You
versus
see,
the guy that's just a pure athlete.
Like, that's what I mean, Carm. When you put the film on and you see a guy, that's why I liked Jimmy Garoppolo, because even with the limited sample size, you put on the film when he was with the Patriots, and you're like, there's just a guy that he looks like he came out of the womb playing the position.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, faulty mechanics. There's no. Now, he'll take some chances like Jay used to take. I mean, and I think Shanahan's kind of wringing that out of him, but he just looks and plays like a quarterback that has that innate instinct for the position.
And he might be the most handsome man in the NFL.
Oh, there's no question.
A good looking kid.
He really is.
I think he's eclipsed Brady on the handsome.
Yeah, I think
front.
So. He's younger. You know, he's that in the shadow. I mean, he's got the.
And he'll call you baby.
Did he trademark that?
I don't know.
I read something, unless I was getting spoofed. I got.
Meller sent out an animation last week. Who does those animations?
So it's from Bleacher Report, Gridiron Heights.
You got to watch it. It's 1 minute long, and it's of all the quarterbacks getting ready. It's the first round quarterbacks, right? They're all meeting.
They do it. They release it every Tuesday, and it's usually a good.
It was all 12.
It's a wrap up of what happened on the weekend.
And then Garoppolo is babying people. Baby. He's saying baby.
What's up, baby? Hey, baby.
It was really good.
That's his move.
And then, you know, the way Mahomes is talking.
Oh, God.
Total Kermit the Frog.
I mean, yeah, he's got a weird voice, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He does.
He definitely
does. I'd rather have baby than babe, you know?
Baby?
Hey, babe.
Hey, what's up, babe?
I'm telling you, I think that.
Or booby.
Babe.
They've been called booby.
Booby? No.
I had some guy in Green Bay. I was going to do something for Allcar, and where he's driving, he's the media guy or the whatever guy. He goes, listen, what we're going to do, we're going to go up there, we're going to pitch this. And things are going to be good, okay, Booby?
Booby? What? Booby. Well, there's a lot of restaurants called Booby.
And I looked at this guy, and I go, Booby. I go, who the blank is Booby, champ?
Okay, here's the story. Jimmy Garoppolo's agent files a trademark for, quote, it feels great, baby.
Now, in fairness, I think if you were going to write that sentence, what he meant was,
yes,
it feels great, comma, No, like it, I take that back. I guess it would not be a comp. Like, he wasn't calling her.
Right, he was using the word.
He was just saying, not to her, baby. Right. Yeah, like, no
oh,
comma.
Oh, baby.
Because if he had a like, comma yes. in there, it would right. indicate, like, that was directed right. at her. But there's
and I think when
it's
he,
just a sentence.
I think
no
there
comma.
Was a point in time, too, and if you watch it, doesn't he at some point turn around and kind of say, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I think he was like, hey, I didn't mean it that way. He just said, feels great, baby.
What was the old term? Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Now I have, you know what I have in my head.
Yeah, I know.
Of course.
But who said it before?
I don't know, but it's in my, that's all that's going to be in my head.
So how about that? He files for the trademark for Feels Great, Baby.
That's pretty funny.
I like
hey,
it.
Pat Riley wants trademark.
You like that? And Feels Great, Baby. You'll hear that all over the stadium tomorrow afternoon.
I think it Feels Great, Baby is a little bit better than you like that. And although I did like Kirk Cousins dropping that in the post.
That was cool.
It was great.
I felt good for him.
Do you hear his voice crack? Like every time he's at the line of scrimmage calling signals to... Like every other play, you'll hear his voice crack.
I've dogged Cousins a lot over the years, but I was happy for him in that moment.
How could you not?
That was pretty cool.
It's a good underdog story.
It was.
So how about this? One of our favorite guys, Mike Tirico, joining the show today.
Hey, baby! Hey, baby.
He's already in Santa Clara. NBC's got the game. They've got the pregame, halftime, and postgame show.
Sylvie nailed this that a while ago, that the booth of Tirico and Kurt Warner is delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
It's fantastic.
Give me that. Yeah. I mean, I wish Mike could return to our network and just put them.
Tirico's good, man. He's a pro.
He's fantastic.
And I like Warner.
And Warner is outspoken, and he'll give you opinions.
Yeah, I like him.
There's a couple of good articles out there today. One by Jeff Agrist. One by Marshawn, who talks about the Monday Night Booth.
All right.
And some things to possibly
not Brad Marchand, like the top 10 scorer in the league from the NHL? No, different game.
That's Brad Marchand. Yeah, this is
Jason Wilde to preview the Packers game, Packers-Seahawks. And, you know...
It's supposed to be like 12 inches of snow Saturday night, I think, up in Lambeau.
Up north. Tracy said we could get 6 or more.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
Up north.
By us,
Wisconsin.
By you, kid.
I don't want it.
The baseball contracts are interesting. KD and the Perkins.
Wow.
I have strong thoughts on that.
Really?
Strong thoughts.
Twitter beef, man.
Twitter beef is great. Strong thoughts on this.
Okay. All right, Waddle and Sylvie are coming up next.
You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You guys have a great weekend. Mike and I have Odds Couple when the guys are done 6-7 tonight. We'll see everybody on Monday.
Guys, give out any teasers on that?
No teasers, I promise.
You guys don't play teasers?
No.
Come on, are you really the Odds Couple then?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. They're
the smartest ones.
We're going to smack some sense into you. Yeah. Don't be playing those.
Don't play teasers, morons.
What
they tell you. And that's what Mikey says.
We'll see you on Monday. Full recap of the NFL, and we'll preview the NCAA championship game. Waddle and Sylvie are next on ESPN 1000.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
Back to your Jeopardy thing. Who's the guy that shouldn't be there?
Brad. His name
isn't
is Brad
like,
something.
Isn't it like that
Brad
picture?
Runner.
Isn't it like that picture from Orlando where... At the Pro Bowl, there's Deshaun Watson, there's Patrick Mahomes, and there's Mitch in the middle. I mean, is that kind of like
brilliant.
What it looked like?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that's the way it's shaping up to be. Even though he's won the most money, technically, of any of them.
Mitch signed the biggest rookie deal of the three of them.
True.
Doesn't mean he's the best.
Yeah. I've watched both nights. This dude cannot compete.
This thing's coming together. This conversation's really coming together. I really think it is.
James.
What is Green Bay?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Though the Bears fan, James Holzhauer, did not win last night.
How'd Brad do?
He came in last again.
Did he make up some ground late in the game?
He did. He had a New Orleans-style game where the numbers were padded by a late run.
Yeah.
But when he was too far out of it, credit Abdallah for that line, too.
Yeah.
We were texting, and I was in again last night, and many people are. Did you see this?
No, you told me the ratings are like ridiculous.
Jimmy Traina tweeted that that this Jeopardy greatest all-time viewer numbers outrated NBA Finals Game 1, outrated Major League Baseball World Series Game 1, and outrated, obviously, the NHL Stanley Cup Game 1. it was like 15.4 million people watched this Jeopardy thing.
That's unbelievable.
Take a guess how many people watched Game 1 of the NBA Finals last year. Kawhi, the Warriors trying to get people healthy.
9 million.
13.5.
Okay.
So World Series was 12.2. Stanley Cup Final, 5.5. And then I also saw that it outrated every Monday night game except for one.
That's crazy. Now, we all know what the most televised, like, aren't 17 of the top 20 highest rated shows every year are the Sunday night football game?
Yeah, and NBC.
NBC, right. Sunday night football.
Because that's free TV. Right. It's not cable.
Wow, that's crazy.
So I was watching. Does it mean, though, if...
What kind of crazy totals did they have? Did they have crazy totals?
Yeah, oh, totally.
Well, they're skewed because they're doing like a double game each night.
So they do two games.
They're doing two boards.
Okay.
So it's a little skewed.
What does it mean that this is Friday? So does this mean that Jennings wraps it up? Or
no,
could there be an episode Monday?
No, so there's. I don't believe they're on tonight. I believe they're off until next Tuesday.
All right. Okay.
So we can, are the questions more difficult, or is it just normal?
They're all pretty.
I know. I mean, listen, I'm not using you as kind of our beta tester.
We Abdel and I were having this discussion. I do think they've upped the difficulty level just a bit. Or Ken, James, and Brad were having a worse than normal night because it seemed like they had quite a few wrong answers themselves last
Here's
night.
Here's who Brad should compete with, okay? This has been going around the internet. This is actually the Canadian version of Family Feud.
All right. Real simple. There's one question. Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000. That's it. Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken! Oh, my God.
Show me chicken!
Spinach, Jerry.
The dance of
you gotta Google that.
Yeah, I mean the confident dance that she does, kind of the spin around when she says chicken.
And she was strutting. She's like, I got
chicken.
Popeye's chicken. That sandwich they make. I've been in line forever.
What's the name of the show? Is it Family Feud Canadian style?
I believe it's Family Feud on CBC.
Okay.
Is that Canadian Broadcasting Company?
Yes, I think it's called
just wondering,
Family Feud, eh?
I was going to say, I was just wondering, like, you can't play that game and give it a different name just because you're in a different country and think you can get away with copyright infringement.
Yeah, I why wouldn't it just be the same game?
Yeah, and Family Canadians, Feud, right.
Well, Canadians and Americans welcome. I mean, that's I was surprised that they have their separate host and a separate game.
I think Meller killed it. I think you're right. I think it's Family Feud, eh?
She's strutting. Pat Boyle alerted us. I had a text message when I woke up this morning from Pat that he sent at 7 a.m.
Well, that's because you weren't watching the hockey game the way that I was last night, and I was having an in-depth conversation with Pat via texting back and forth.
Were you?
Yeah. I think you texted me or you tweeted at me last night, didn't you?
I was not happy. They dug themselves a hole. They came back a little bit, and then again, they give it up, and then all those empty netters. That's my recap of the game.
Including one to a goalie.
Yes, the first goal.
We talking pucks?
Yes. I've heard Jesse texted me this morning, too.
And we just moved on quickly.
I wonder what kind of odds we could have got in terms of pucks. Like, how many pucks could we have wagered with
pucks,
Pat Boyle?
How many did Pat put on the table on the ice last night?
For a goalie, we got to get major puck odds for that, you think?
How about Jesse's been to two United Center games over the last year plus? One was last night's Hawks game where Pekka became the first goalie to score in a game since 2013. And the second game at the United Center was?
The Bulls losing to the Golden State Warriors.
And Klay Thompson scoring like 100 points. And they hit like 92 at the half.
There's a sign on every entrance that's got a picture of him. And you're not allowed to.
That's cool, though. You saw two things that like rarely happen.
Right.
That's awesome.
I was happy at that game.
The dance is so much better than her voice, though.
Yeah. Well, wait. Underrated part of that clip is her family's disgust.
Oh, yeah, they were so mad at her.
They could not believe that she was so proud of herself for that answer.
Yeah. 312-332-3776. We're going to have a lot of fun on this Friday.
Chicken!
chicken?
If I'm her family, I'm only serving her chicken. Everybody else gets steak or fish or whatever we're eating that night.
She
Thanksgiving,
only gets Popeyes
she
now.
She only gets chicken.
Bag of Popeyes. But I think we got steak this weekend. I think the four games that we have, it's going to be tough to follow up last week. But again, these are good football teams. Juicy matchups.
I'm just hoping, like, this happens in the, it's happened in the past where you look at a schedule of games, you're like, this is outstanding. And next thing you know, they're all yawners.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that that won't be the case. But, yeah, I mean, listen, all of the totals are, excuse me, all of the lines are really high. They all are kind of projecting decisive or convincing wins. Like, the 49ers are 7-point favorites. The Ravens are 10-point favorites. Kansas City's 9.5, and Green Bay's 5.
Mm-hmm.
So there are no field goal games, according to the odds makers.
I mentioned it during Crosstalk, and I even went to you guys in the pre-show fist fight. And I said, should we put this poll question out there? You know, because I can't look at my replies. I can't. There's so many of them, and the disgust on some listeners, just when we just mention Mahomes and Watson and the Bears, they can't handle it.
I'm surprised at the level of anger that, and maybe that I'm using it in a relative fashion.
Move on already!
Right, I mean, but to point it out is, listen, like I said, I mean, this is reality. We are in year three beyond the point of regular season year three. But it's the reality is the reality. So, I mean, you do bring it up and people do want to talk about it. And it's a conversation.
The question is, are you over Ryan Pace missing on Watson and Mahomes? Are you over that? Maybe you're one of the guys, the truthers, who say the mocks all had Trubisky rated higher. So I've been over it from the start of it. Maybe you're someone who's good at closing, turning the page. You're better at it than I am. The is what it is thing, and there's nothing that I can complain about that's going to make it better. So, quote, I'm over it.
Let me ask, do you ever get over it? I mean, there's levels of dwelling on things. I mean, I think I can say to you, no, I'm not over it, but it doesn't...
doesn't fill my life.
No, that, right.
Like, I'm not waking up and thinking about Watson and Mahomes. But when I watch a game and I see a throw and I see the second half from Watson last week and our team's at home and knowing that that same general manager, not Mitch's fault. Let's go there, truthers. Not Mitch's fault one bit. But when you know that the same general manager who screwed up a once-in-a-lifetime decision, this is a once-in-a-franchise decision, that he's still in charge of picking the next quarterback, that scares me, too.
I think the angst is amplified as well because of how good this defense has been recently. So it's not just, I think the angst is there, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there's no angst, but I'm saying to you, I think it's amplified significantly because you sit in your chair and watch and you ask yourself the question, what could be with a defense that gave up 17 and change last year and 18 and change this year in terms of points per game?
Wasn't Roethlisberger in the same draft as Rivers and Manning?
I think so, yes.
Like, I don't think that I would ever, like, have a second guess on any of those. Even though Philip Rivers never even went to a Super Bowl, Philip Rivers had a damn good career.
Yeah.
Eli Manning maybe had, you know, the most, you know, average stats during the regular season, but went on two of the greatest runs ever in Super Bowl history. And then Ben Roethlisberger's probably been, what, wouldn't you say he had the best of the three careers? Like, I wouldn't complain about that. But here, and the way it's trending, and you asked me, and I said it earlier in the week, I'm not over it as a fan. You guys are. Some other people are. But until we get our guy.
Like, I wouldn't say I'm over it. I mean, I still watch the games, and there are moments. Like, I don't hang on every throw. Like, if there's an incomplete pass, I'm not thinking one thing. When there are dynamic plays, like what Deshaun Watson did at the end of the game to get past the Bills, that's when it invades your body and you're just like, wow, that was really cool. And oh, by the way, we could have had that. Wow. Well, but throughout the course of a 3-hour game, I mean, there are moments that
Right.
No, I'm not. I can't imagine you sitting there stewing with smoke coming out of your ears.
And I said that after this game, because this is son of a Mitch Bowl, too. And then, and then we're going to get, you know, next week's game. I think, Meller, you brought this up. And we'll be like, okay, whether it's Mahomes or Watson, if one of the two is hoisting the Lombardi trophy and the ticker tape's falling on them, then again, I'll be like, oh, crap. This is just, it could have, like, we've been waiting so long, 34-year drought, never having a star quarterback. This was the year to get him. You passed on both of them. I remember growing up, Waddle, and for those younger than me who may not know, the Bulls had a chance to get Magic Johnson. It was a coin flip that decided the Bulls or the Lakers getting the number one pick. And the Lakers got him.
We got David Greenwood?
David Greenwood. Goodbye, you.
Thank you.
And that always stung me. Now, the Bulls didn't bypass. It was a coin flip that lost. But every year that I would see Showtime Lakers, I would say, oh, my gosh, can you imagine if Magic was here? Oh, my gosh. Until 1984 happened and the Bulls drafted Jordan. So this, to me, will always plague me at moments during the season if the Bears don't get their guy. If they don't find their guy. If they find, like, if Ryan Pace next year drafts a quarterback in the third year, third round, who turns out to be like Russell Wilson did in the third round, I'm over it. I'm over it. We're good. But I can't sit here with my Bears 8-8 with questions about the future of the quarterback and these two doing battle to get to the conference championship game.
Do you believe it'll be a sweaty watch for you on Sunday when it kicks off at 2:05?
I do genuinely enjoy, I enjoy watching them play so much. I enjoyed watching Watson play at Clemson. How could you not?
Yeah, I agree. I did not watch any of Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech. I don't believe I can recall any of his highlights. Do you recall watching
him? No, I did not
watch Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech.
He was good.
I remember watching a lot of Lamar Jackson.
Huge numbers.
At Louisville.
Yeah. You know what I was into at Texas A&M was Johnny Football. I was really into the Johnny Football year that he was lighting it up. But I was never into Pat Mahomes.
Did you think Johnny Football was going to be a...
Didn't know. You always told me no, so I, you know, I trusted you.
Right now, they're, you know, third year in the league. We're in the middle of it, but this could definitely get so much worse because right now you still have Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Drew Brees who get talked about, you know, just as much, if not more, than Mahomes and Watson right now. But
when those guys
fast forward, and if their career trajectories continue at the pace they're going, 3-4 years from now, when Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers are no longer playing, the only guys were like that's when Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson ascend to the primetime quarterbacks that get talked about every time you mention football. It might get
maybe
worse.
Lamar Jackson too.
Lamar Jackson too. Yes. You know what I mean? So it could get worse.
Oh, I know.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that.
Until we get our guy.
No, he's right, because what's going to happen is this, if you compare it to the relationship, like until you find that one, you're going to keep checking in on it. You keep checking their Instagram. You know, you keep checking their Facebook. Oh, they're on a date with another guy. Oh, they're doing
this.
Really?
Are you a stalker for your exes?
That's what people do now. That's what people do. I don't do that because I'm happily married. But people do that. You check in on people. You see what they're up to. Yeah, unhappily married people do that. That's why 50% of marriages end in divorce, Tom Waddle. I don't know if you know that. It's a stat.
Thank you.
But because of that, once Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Aaron, all these guys are gone, like Jeff mentioned, these guys are going to be winning everything. I mean, what if Mahomes wins a Super Bowl this year?
It's going to be a tough Super Bowl Sunday. You'll see a drunk video of me, I'm sure.
Well, that's going to happen. It doesn't matter. If the Titans win the Super Bowl, you're going to get the same video.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, it's the first thing I think.
You got to go out and sign Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's the first thing I think of when I wake up in the morning. It's the last thing I think of before I go to bed, that the Bears could have had Watson or Mahomes.
Now you're joking.
No, I mean, it should be.
No.
It should be.
I mean, come on.
It should be.
This doesn't play me one
It should
me
be on Ryan Pace. The first thing is, man, I could have had Mahomes or Watson.
It might actually be the first and last thing Ryan Pace thinks about every day.
I wonder, and like that's what I've wondered, and Cap insists no, he knows Pace. And I wonder if it does. I wonder if he's going to watch. I wonder if he watches it and gets mad.
Listen, I
wonder if he still believes that Mitch eventually will prove everyone wrong.
Listen, I don't know that you, in that situation, and I guess I am indirectly questioning a person's honesty, but look, I don't know if I could hide that from my brother, much less a random friend.
Okay, so like if Cap would say to you, well, I've talked to Ryan, and Cap's got a better connection to Ryan than any of us, and he's moved on. My point to you is I could tell my brother that, and I'm closer to my brother, I think, than Cap is to Pace, and I couldn't. I probably couldn't be honest about that.
No.
You mean the closeness?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
I mean, listen, I could say to my brother, yeah, I'm over it. I got to get up every day and go to work, and, you know, I can't deal in the what-ifs. I got to deal in the here and now, but... I don't know.
Mitch
that that's
was
100%
telling
honest.
You that and Pace and Mitch are different, but they're similar, and I think that's why Mitch is here. But he told you he didn't the TVs being on, being reminded on how bad he was playing. So don't you think Pace would be affected the same way with everyone talking about it, knowing it that these quarterbacks are not just good?
I think for your own sanity, and again, speaking in general terms with no inside knowledge, I think for your own sanity, you have to do a little bit of separating yourself from it, or you would just, it would infect the rest of your life. I know he's got a young family, and listen, he's the defending, you know, executive of the year in some people's publications, so he does have some things that have gone his way, and he should feel good about those things. I don't think you can sit and dwell on it. I think it can bother you for sure, but I do believe that you have to find a way to separate yourself from that pain.
Did Stu Inman ever admit that he failed in picking Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan? Stu Inman, the GM of the Portland Trail Blazers.
Is he alive still?
He's not. He's no longer alive.
He's on his tombstone then.
But it is an interesting... It's an interesting...
show Sam Bowie.
It plays in the same arena, but it's not really an apples-to-apples conversation at this point.
Yes.
Right, that's my point, because, you know, Michael went on to win six titles.
Listen,
if Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes go on and don't win any titles,
true,
we can't make that same claim that, hey, we feel just like the Portland Trailblazers did when they took Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan. It just won't play as an apples-to-apples comparison.
But do you know that if Pace did the exact same thing, trade up from 3 to 2, landed one of these two, and they would have the exact same career? I know people question it. Do you know the high regard that we would have Pace?
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, it would be the opposite. We'd be throwing
That's
him a
true.
Party every day.
That's true.
I mean, can you believe we've got this guy? Can you believe
Meller thinks that Mahomes is going to win 3 Super Bowls.
All by
himself. I took the under. As much as I admire
like
him as a talent.
How many players win 3?
If I said it at 1.5, would you go over or under?
I'd still go under.
Peyton Manning hasn't won 3. Drew Brees hasn't won 3.
You're right. I would say that I would always take the under. Anything.
Aaron Rodgers has won 1.
Right. If you said it at 1.5, I'd take the under. Because I do believe that they will. There's a good chance they could win a Super Bowl. But winning multiple Super Bowls, unless you're Tom Brady or you're
Eli Manning, Roethlisberger.
There are exceptions, but the truth is, even the really good quarterbacks don't walk away with multiple titles.
But you know what? Brady and Manning, who both were at the time, were they the best ever at their, you know, during their period of play? So if Mahomes is the best quarterback during his generation of play, Montana won 3. Montana won 4, right? Did he win?
Yes.
He won 4. So if you're the best of your generation for a decade, you have a chance to win a couple.
You're right, but you are projecting then that he is.
Marino never won 1.
That's true.
I may have gotten bold.
I'll admit
Favre
that.
Favre won 1.
I would say yes for one. I would always take the under anything
about
one.
Like, think about Elway. You're right. Like, he didn't win until those last 2 years.
I'll say this. I feel comfortable saying he'll win 1 and play in multiple Super Bowls. Pat Mahomes. Would you co-sign that?
Yes. I mean, that was Elway's career. He ended up winning 2, but he went to what, 6?
At least 5. I know he lost the first 3. He might have gone to 6.
Super Bowls?
Did he go to 5?
Played in 5. He lost the first 3 he played in. Yeah. I don't know if he...
All right, 312-332-3776. Let's get to the calls. Waddle, take a guess. How are our listeners voting? Over 6,000 votes. Are you over Ryan Pace missing on Watson and Mahomes?
57% say no.
You're right there. 58% say no. 58% not over it. 41.2% are very angry at us for even bringing it up.
I know. There are people that have threatened, or if they don't listen to us anymore and everything. Listen, all I can tell you is, again, I'll keep it simple. We're not farmers. You know, the wheat crop, I can't give you any information on that. So we're playing the hits. Our football season ended just a little bit ago, and Two of the quarterbacks playing were drafted in the same draft class as our quarterback.
We have the 29th ranked offense.
We have the 20. So, I mean, you put all these pieces together and the puzzle is something I think that you pretty much have to put out on your table and talk about.
You came up with a catchy name for it. Ryan in Franklin Park, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
You know, I consider myself a relatively sane sports person, but I got to be honest. Just watching him play, I am still not over it. And it's not because Mahomes and Watson are looking like they're great. It's because Trubisky just sucks so much this year. He looked so bad. And I know the offensive line, too, and I know the tight ends, and I know a million other reasons and things happened that helped with that. But at the same time, the guy threw for over 300 yards once the entire season. His stats look bad. And you guys, I think Karma touched on it earlier, 17 touchdowns to 10 interceptions. I mean, that's just... I think the fact that he was picked, the fact that they traded up for him, didn't pick the other two, yeah, that's awful. But the fact that he's just not even a middle-of-the-road quarterback just makes it look that much worse.
By the way, the number 17, Ryan, that's the number, I believe, of 300-yard passing games Patrick Mahomes has had in two years of starting in Kansas City. 17.
Well, now I feel worse, so thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm here to pick you up.
Thanks, Ryan. Let's go to Gary in Bourbonnais. Gary, you're on ESPN 1000. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. How you doing?
You too. Happy weekend.
Good, good. So I just want to say that it is maddening to see Mahomes and Watson do what they're doing. But we as Bear fans have to move on from the fact. Because here's the thing. It takes so much to develop a quarterback in the NFL. From coaching, relationships to coach, play calling, playbook, teammates, maybe even the schedule. So it is hard for anybody to say that, okay, this is the equation that it takes to make a stud quarterback perennial MVP. So with all that being said, nobody can say that if Pace did draft Mahomes or Watson, that they would be doing at Chicago what they're doing on their team.
We've gotten that.
No. Yeah, that's not – I with all due respect, I don't buy – I don't buy that as a really important conversation, because the only thing that's meaningful to me, and this is just my own individual opinion, Gary, is would those two guys be better in our offense? Not would they be as good as they are in their offenses here in Chicago, because the only thing that matters is this is our offense, this is who we are. Would those guys who were both available be better than our guy? Right. That's the only relevant conversation.
Would Mahomes be doing what he's doing right now if he was throwing to Allen Robinson instead of Tyreek Hill?
Again, Gary, Gary, this is my point. Would he be better than Mitch?
Yes, he would be better. 100% he would be better.
Then that's the end of the conversation, isn't it?
How much better? But how much better is worth what we gave up to get him? How much better?
We gave it up for the worst of the bunch, so if he's better, then I'd live with that.
Yeah. I mean, that to me, again,
Gary, you're going in and out.
Yeah, listen, I get that conversation from people all the time. Well, they wouldn't, you know, Deshaun and Pat wouldn't be that good in Chicago as they are where they are because of who they're throwing to. Look, in Houston, DeAndre Hopkins is out there. Will Fuller's out there when he's healthy. In Kansas City, it's Tyreek Hill. It's Travis. I get all that. There's no question, especially in Kansas City. What Patrick Mahomes has to work with is significantly better than what Mitch has to work with. The only relevant question is, would those guys be better in our offense than our guy is? Period, end of story. And the last thing I would say to you is the reason why I think it stings for most is you keep going back to the same evaluation process questions. It would be different if you took guys who were kind of had the same type of resume, performance, experience level at the collegiate level. But what you did is you took a guy that had less accomplishment and less experience, and you projected he was going to be better over other guys that you had more tape of. You had more, there was more evidence as to who they could be as players.
He was really good, but he wasn't like this outstanding quarterback even in that one year. Right.
So that's, I think, also... I think that fuels the sting.
Miguel in L.A., you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Miguel?
Hey, guys. Love the show, man.
Thanks.
My thing is just watching the games, Trubisky always looks lost out there. He can't hit a moving target. these guys, Deshaun Watson and Mahomes, they control the offense. They're out there. They know what they're doing. They know where they got to get the ball. Trubisky is just lost.
I think also, Miguel, had we seen the moderate progress we were expecting to go from the 21st ranked offense to the 16th ranked offense, I think people would be, listen, okay, he's not as good as Patrick Mahomes. He's not as good as Deshaun Watson, but he's making progress in Matt's system. I think the shocking part of it all is that you saw some sparks in the 2018 season and you were expecting the progress. And in 2019, he ranks bottom five in most important statistical categories from a quarterback position. Nobody ever would have thought
right.
that you not only would take a step back, but it would be an enormous leap backwards.
Yeah, Tim is in Aurora. Tim, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're great.
Great. Yeah, even when the whole thing with the quarterbacks and Mahomes, and it never bothered me. What bothers me more is like the GM. I'm more interested to see what he's going to do next. He made a mistake with this quarterback, fine, but I want to see if he's going to make the same mistake twice. Then it's time, you know, kind of got to move on from him.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good point, Tim, and I think it's something that Sylvie mentioned earlier as well. Is look, we've never blamed Mitch for being picked second overall. It wasn't his decision.
Good kid.
Yeah. I mean, works hard, great teammate, good leader, all that stuff. This is a general manager conversation
yes.
and the decision that he made. This isn't an in-depth conversation about Mitch.
Tom's in Elgin. Tom, I got about 30 seconds before we go to Tarico. What's on your mind?
I'll do it as quick as I can, Sylvie. Love the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you one thing. In my mind, Chicago's a fair city more than a tough city. But think about this. This is different arenas. Broglio for Brock. A good pitcher for a future Hall of Famer. The only thing that would have been worse with the Bears with regard to Mahomes and Watson would have been if the Pack would have drafted one of those two in the first round after the Bears took Trubisky.
Yeah, it's
all I got. Love the show.
Yeah, it's going to go down in history as one of the worst moves in sports. I'm telling you. And like people are like, well, how could you not be over it? Well, that's why. So 312-332-3776. Mike Tirico is as good as they come. He will analyze all four games for us coming up next.